A Palestinian suicide bomber blew himself up in an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem, killing 9 people, including a 1-year-old girl. Dozens more people were injured. In another incident, an Israeli police inspector was shot and killed in the West Bank. An armed group linked to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction claimed responsibility for both attacks. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
At 7 p.m. Israel time, just after the end of the Jewish Sabbath, the narrow streets of the Beit Yisrael neighborhood were packed with worshippers returning from synagogue. The Jerusalem police chief said a Palestinian suicide bomber approached a group of people and blew himself up. A car near the bomber caught fire, sending flames into the sky. The narrow alleyway where the attack took place was covered with blood, one pink baby shoe standing isolated. Aharon Ohana was an eyewitness. I saw a huge fire, he said, and then I saw a boy and another man lying on the ground. Jerusalem police spokesman Gil Kleinman says the device used by the suicide bomber was especially large.
The area is now being checked for further bombs. There is a lot of damage in the area, a lot of wounded that have already been taken to hospital. And the investigation, as per investigation proceeds, will be able to find out from where he came from and exactly what was his way of getting into the city.
Dozens of angry Israelis gathered at the site and began chanting anti-Arab slogans. The Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, a militant group associated with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, claimed responsibility and said the attack was in retaliation for Israel's killing of at least 23 Palestinians in raids by Israeli forces in 2 refugee camps since Thursday. The Palestinian Authority said it condemns any attacks that harm civilians from either side, but blamed Prime Minister Ariel Sharon for escalating the violence. A senior Israeli official said Israel knows how to defend its citizens and will do so. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.